The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Tim, I missed you last week.
Yeah, we had a week off.
We needed a week off, though, I think.
We did. We had a run there 13 weeks in a row.
And we're going to, for sure, we'll have a few more weeks in a row, for sure, for a while, I'm thinking.
I think so. We're going to do another run here.
But we were on the road last week, and it seems like all we've been doing is helping church leaders try to figure out how to, you know, be strategic.
That's right. We hit Dallas and Atlanta and Grand Rapids.
And Granger.
And Granger.
Don't forget Granger, Indiana.
That's right.
Suburb of South Bend, suburb of Osceola or wherever that is.
Something
in Indiana.
Like that.
So yeah, we were on the road and it's been fun to meet some new people. Tim, what's happening with your microphone there?
My microphone kind of went limp. So I'm lowering myself so I can talk in the microphone.
Well, it's you're kind of bowing at my feet, so I don't know what to say about this.
I think we're okay.
Okay,
all right. Keep going.
Well, so in addition to being on the road, we've also wrapped up a series.
That's right. Pure Sex finished up this past weekend,
and we had Craig Gross from
XXXChurch.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was here, and it was a great weekend, and it ended up being a pretty phenomenal series too for us.
That's right. We the average attendance of the series was somewhere around 6,700, I think.
And I remarked on my blog, but our listeners haven't heard, that was actually our first weekend of the series. We went over 7,000 for the first time, which also was the first time we were above 6,000 for a weekend at
for
Granger.
For a non-holiday weekend.
Yeah, a non-holiday weekend. Yeah. And now to have had all five weekends over 6,000, we have some good momentum going into the Easter season.
Yep, it's been a good run here. It'll be curious to see what happens here going into Easter.
So part of the fun that's been happening around Granger relates to today's topic. And this will be very interesting because in a kind of audio format, we're going to try to explain to you what's happening with the video system at Granger Community Church. It should be an interesting show. I'm looking forward to hearing what Tim has to say about our video system because he came with facts and figures. So this should be very interesting. We're back after being gone a week. This is the Simply Strategic Show. Okay, during our little bumper music, little interlude there.
We fixed the microphone.
We got the microphone fixed, so you're back at normal height now. I can look you in the eye. This is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. I was just kind of on the floor.
All right, so today, Tim, we are talking about the brand new video system that has been installed in the auditorium at Granger Community Church. Now, I must admit right up front that this has caused a bit of controversy in the Morgan household.
Tell me why.
Well, the screen, how big is the screen that we have?
It's very big, Tony.
And I sit there in the auditorium now and I think, I need a new television in my living room now.
Well, you do. It's true.
Because my television is nowhere near the size of the screen that's in our auditorium.
Our middle screen is 48 feet wide and 23 feet tall.
That's a big screen.
It's a big screen.
But that's only the middle screen.
That's the middle screen. The two side screens that are also new are 24 feet wide and 13 and a half feet tall. So they're all kind of in the widescreen format.
Uh-huh.
And then we've got two other screens that are kind of normal format that are on the sides of the auditorium so the people that are sitting in the far wings can see as well.
So there are a lot of screens.
A lot of screens.
That take a lot of projectors.
Yep. There's a total of eight projectors.
Eight projectors.
And they each, for technophiles, which I think we probably have a few.
There may be a couple.
You're not one, though.
I'm not.
8,000 lumens.
All I know
lumens.
Is we have big screens. 8,000 lumens.
8,000 lumens.
What does that mean in normal person conversation?
That means incredibly bright.
Okay.
That's what that means.
And to operate, now, actually, you mentioned earlier today that our original projector back in the cinema days, how many lumens was that?
Our first projector was 300 lumens, and that was the biggest we could get. And when we moved onto our campus in 96, we went up to 1,000 lumens, and we thought that was unbelievable.
That was it, huh?
Yeah.
So now we're up to 8,000. Okay. So now to operate these powerful luminaries on our big screens, there's some behind-the-scenes equipment.
That's right. We have a spider and a Spider-Man. Spider-Man's the guy who runs it.
Okay.
His name's Ben Sanders, and he's a genius.
Actually, Ben's in our studio audience.
He's part of our studio audience. I would have called him a genius anyway, though.
Hi, Ben.
He's waving.
I think he's here just to make sure you get all your facts and figures correct.
Well, I've got them.
Okay.
The spider system, it's kind of the processor that puts it all together and makes all the projectors kind of act as one and make it look really cool.
Well, it's interesting, yeah, because the middle screen is wider than widescreen.
It is.
And so this technology helps take the images and make sure that they're proportional and spread appropriately across the screen.
I don't know if proportional is a word, but proportionate, maybe.
Proportionate.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very good. Is that a video terminology or?
Nope. It's it's
just
in the English
correct
dictionary.
English.
Exactly.
Okay, so there are lots of big screens now in our auditorium, and the question is, why in the world did we do that?
That's a great question. And you know what? As we looked down the road here a few years ago, just seeing that the whole society was going video. And I mean, if you think about it, everything from, you know, the Iraq war, where you're getting live satellite feed all the time, and then the video that you're getting on your iPods, the video that you're getting now on your cell phones, mm-hmm. it's all around the kind of the video layering, even when you're watching TV, and it's not, you know, just someone's image, but you're also seeing the little scrolling bar below, and you're seeing kind of text up above. And so there's kind of this multi-image thing happening. And video screens are getting bigger, too. I was looking today, and the average screen size just like 20 years ago was 19 inches in someone's living room.
Yeah.
And that's growing bigger and bigger as well. And so society, the TV media are putting more and more images on the screen,
mm-hmm.
even because the screens are getting bigger, except in your house where...
Well, you know, Emily and I, for our first about 10 years of marriage... we had a 13-inch color television.
Wow.
Which was very funny because we had a normal-sized entertainment center. So we had this huge entertainment center with a 13-inch television.
That's touching.
But it was color. You're right.
We should have saved that for an intimate moment.
We should have. Okay. So it's all about communicating the message, the biblical message, using technology from today. And how is that transforming then the weekend service experience?
Oh, it's amazing the what it's added to our service, kind of taken our communication ability up to another level almost instantly. It's not just that everything's, you know, brighter and bigger, but what we're able to do in the services is so much more enhanced, even in the messages themselves, where there's always now images behind the speaker that, you know, it's not always just, you know, turn around and look at this picture that he's talking about, but it's a lot of times it's just images that are changing in the background that tie in to the message because people are kind of thinking multi-track anyway. So if you can stimulate them visually on what they're talking about. So, for example, a few weeks ago when Mark Beeson was talking and he was just kind of talking about different people's emotions. So there's mm-hmm. pictures of faces in the background kind of experiencing those emotions and gets people kind of thinking and hopefully soaking in more than they were before.
So now is that the teaching pastor that's also developing the images that are going to be used in the message, or is that another deal where others from the team are assisting?
Yeah, it's a team effort. A lot of times the teaching pastor is generating the concepts and maybe using his team to find some of the pictures, but then our stellar media team,
mm-hmm.
arts team, is making those pictures look really good on the big honking screens.
Yeah, they are.
And so that's cool. And also what we're able to do behind the songs, performance mm-hmm. songs, to be able to enhance the communication of those and really, I think, drive the emotion even further.
Yeah. It's been really fun to see because the music, especially on the special numbers that the band's doing each week, really does come to life in a whole new way. And it goes to the point that you were making earlier, Tim, that it's not just a situation anymore where we're listening to the message and the music. We're experiencing it visually at the same time. And it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think that initial first impression then of people in our services for the first time, it really has bumped up a notch as a result of that.
It really has. And we've kind of changed focus because we used to be very staged, kind of theatrical heavy, mm-hmm. where our sets were very built out and three-dimensional and all that. And we'll still do some of that. But we're really kind of making a transition to video where we can, the images can be moving and they can change from week to week and from moment to moment.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it used to be when we were constructing those sets, we had the same backdrop basically for all five or six messages in the series. And in this most recent series, we've seen that change from week to week. And that's been fun as well to see that.
Yep.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add about the Cole video system other than the fact that we need to talk to Emily about a bigger television?
I think that settles it. I think Emily definitely needs probably a 62-inch screen.
I'm thinking I like that. I hope Emily listens to this podcast. All right. Well, I'm Tony. I'm here with Tim, and you're listening to the Simply Strategic Show. Okay, Tim, it's been a few weeks since we've done this.
Is this a lightning round?
I think we should do a lightning round.
Okay.
Now, for the new members of our listening audience,
should explain how this... seven of them.
They're, probably. This is how this little game works. We put 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic Show clock.
Okay.
I will give Dustin, our podcasting engineer, the cue. He will start the clock. You and I will have 60 seconds to go back and forth answering the question for today's lightning round.
And it's both an individual competition and a team competition.
That's right.
I remember that.
Now, the way it works, of course, in the individual competition, the person who answers the most questions is deemed the winner.
Well, I kind of thought it was the person who didn't like a flub. Yeah, that wasn't a technical term, but
yes, if you commit a lightning round error of any sort,
like you just can't think of another one.
That's right.
You lose.
Then you lose.
Okay.
Now, do you recall what the team record is?
Let's 11. Let's just say 11.
11. Okay. All right. Well, Dustin, are you ready? Dustin's ready. We're going to ask him to put 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic Show clock.
What's the topic, Tony?
Oh, right. We're supposed to do that first, aren't we?
Yeah, just think of something.
Well, we were talking about road trips earlier.
We went on a road trip.
How about we do places that you and I will not go... No. Places that wiredchurches.com will not do a road trip event.
Okay.
Okay.
Just places we would never end up at for...
A wiredchurches.com road trip event. That's
okay.
Correct.
All right.
All right. 60 seconds on the Simply Strategic Show clock. Go.
I start?
Yes.
Ingrid's home church.
Knoxville, Iowa.
Oh, that's so sad. The bathroom.
Dustin's basement. Room's not big enough here.
Either was the bathroom. Woman's penitentiary.
You got something against women's penitentiaries?
Nope. Just not going.
Okay. Any place north of Calgary, Canada?
Ooh, that was good. The Atlantic Ocean.
That's pretty good because I'm a bad swimmer.
I guess we could be on a cruise ship.
A cruise ship?
I guess we could be on a cruise ship.
Oh, we could be. Okay, all right. Well, we could probably do that. Is that time? No. How much longer do we have? It seems like it's going forever.
I think you're stuck.
Oh, no. Did I lose again? That's it? Oh, no.
Yeah, I think you lost.
Well, that's unfortunate, and I don't think we even came close to breaking the team record either.
And we had seven, Dustin tells us.
It was pretty disappointing, seven. Ugh, Tim.
So not only did you lose, we lost.
Well, the only advantage to that segment was we have defined some places we won't be doing road trips in the future, and I guess that was helpful.
I'm feeling a little bad about Knoxville, Iowa.
Well, they're good people, but I can't think of any other reason to go back to Iowa.
All right, we'll leave it at that.
All right, we'll be right back.
You're in control. Is there any way you want to go? You're in control. Is there anything you want to know? The future. reaches for discovering.
All right, today we tried to address video in our audio podcast. Someday we should consider video podcasting.
We should, and then we could talk about audio in our video podcast.
That's a good idea. Next week, however, we're going to be back, and this will be a topic that I know we get lots of questions about.
Staffing.
Yeah. Who do we hire? Why do we hire them?
Where do they come from? Yeah.
Exactly. So we think you'll want to come back for next week's show. Tim? You
yes,
good?
Sir. I'm good.
We should put a wrap on this episode, I'm thinking.
Let's wrap it.
This has been the Simply Strategic Show. That'd be the show.
So?
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan. For more information, please log on to www.wiredchurches.com. Copyright 2006.
Surface trying to break through.